Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, we're continuing on a message I began on yesterday's broadcast, which I've entitled Deliverance from Discouragement, which is something as children of God, as creatures living in this natural world, discouragement is something that we cannot hope to escape from, because there are many things in this world that will attempt to bring us down, to take, remove the courage from us. What is discouragement? It means, by definition, to deprive of courage or confidence, to dishearten. And beloved, you cannot live in this world without continually facing many, many reasons to get disheartened. There are literal, tangible, actual reasons we could get discouraged, but if it weren't for the Lord, we could go there, except the Lord has promised that He will keep us in perfect peace if our minds are stayed upon Him. He has promised us that our walk can be joy unspeakable and full of glory. Why? Well, it's quite simple. We are in this world, but we're not of it. We are citizens of a better country. We're pilgrims traveling on the way together, brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, loving Jesus, loving one another, and encouraging one another as we walk in our pilgrim way toward that beautiful land, that fair morning that is going to dawn one day when we shall forever be with the Lord. Now, before I begin to share further scriptures on the antithesis or opposite or contrast of discouragement, which is hope, let me just again share the definition. By definition, a noun, it is trust, reliance, and also desire. Desire accompanied by expectation of or belief in fulfillment. It's not true hope unless you really have the faith that whatever you're hoping for, it is going to be fulfilled at some future time. Praise God. And this is the godly hope to which we are called. We're not to be ashamed of our hope. Psalm 119 and 116 says, "Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope." It's a very solid place to stand, beloved. We should not be moved from hope. Colossians 1:23, and this is speaking of the Lord Jesus, having reconciled us to the Father. And Paul goes on to say, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard. Beloved, there's such hope that we can receive through the gospel. That's why it's called the good news. There's nothing but good news in it. Without the gospel, there's not a very promising future to look forward to. We were dead in our trespasses and sin, but when Jesus comes, He is Zoe life, beloved. Not just eternal life, but fulfilled, complete, abundant life in the here and now. We should always seek that full assurance that hope gives us. Hebrews 6 and 11 says, "And we desire that every one of you do shew the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end." Beloved, this is a pilgrim way. Sometimes it gets really weary. Sometimes the way gets very hard. However, there is an end. It will not continue forever. Blessed is the man who goeth through the valley. Praise God. The valley of weeping, and he makes it a place of wells. Hallelujah. Our God is a wonderful, good, faithful Lord who loves us so much and hears and answers prayer. Beloved, yes, we say, oh, well, I know God is love. He loves everybody. He loves the human race. But have you really considered and meditated on the thought how much he loves you specifically? You were on his heart when he suffered and died on that cross. And beloved, why am I sharing this? Because discouragement is a very real enemy that we have to combat. And it is hope that will cause us to triumph over difficulties. Let me give an example found in Romans, the 4th chapter, verse 18. And this is speaking of Abraham, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. That was the last thing that in the natural, Sarah and Abraham could have really believed for, that in old age, when it was physically impossible for them to have a child. Sarah was past childbearing years. It was totally impossible. It needed to be a miraculous intervention of God. But it said, against hope, he believed in hope that he might become the father of every nation. And that was accounted to him for righteousness, simply because he believed the creator of the universe really meant what he said. Now, I want to share some really important things with you. Okay, so you say, all right, Sister Glass, I agree, hope's really important, but how do we get hope? How do we have this kind of godly, faith-filled hope that the scriptures talk about? Well, it's like how we got saved. It's through faith. I'm just going to share scriptures because there's nothing like the Word of God to preach the message of the gospel. Romans 5, 1 and 2 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope to the glory of God. Hallelujah. And in Galatians 5 and 5, for we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. The Amplified Translation puts it this way, for we by faith anticipate and wait for the blessings and good for which our righteousness and right standing with God causes us to hope. So we receive the very gift of hope through faith, and hope is obtained through the gospel. Let me give you some scriptures, Colossians 1 and 5. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of truth of the gospel. And Colossians 1:23, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. Hope is obtained through grace. 2 Thessalonians 2 and 16 says, now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your heart and establish you in every good word and work. Praise God. And also, beloved, there is something aside from what God does. We've been sharing this hope that we can experience as a child of God is worked in us through the workings of God, if you will, through faith, through the good message, the good news of the gospel, through the very grace that God has given us. But then also it requires an active participation on our part, as this next scripture I'm going to share with you expresses. We can obtain hope through patience and comfort of the scriptures. So as we read the Word of God, we must say, yes, I will receive comfort from this, and I will wait patiently for the Lord, for his will to come to pass. Romans 15 and 4 declares, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, beloved, for our instruction, both of us, you and I, that we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. And also that we should have joy and hope. This is a promise. Proverbs 10 and 28 says, "The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish." Let me share the Amplified translation of that. "The hope of the righteous man," those in right standing with God, "shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked," those who are out of harmony with God, "shall come to nothing." And then Romans 12 and 12, actually I'm going to start with verse 10, that it covers many things that I've been talking about lately, but it says, "Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer." Praise God. And now I would like to begin to look at a very powerful scripture that's found in the book of Proverbs, and that's Proverbs 13 and 12. And as Christians, if you've walked with the Lord any length of time, you know that we can be discouraged by many things, by the hardness of the way, the difficulty of the tasks that lie before us. We can get discouraged when we see the prosperity of the wicked. It seems they just go on and don't have any problems. But I would like us, and I'm just going to mention it, tomorrow we'll get into it. I want us to be able to consider one of the deepest as well as one of the most devastating causes of discouragement, and that is the delay in the fulfillment of desires. Proverbs 13 and 12 says, "Hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life." And we're going to look at that in great detail on tomorrow's broadcast. I do hope you'll be able to join me. We'll be on this station again at the same time. Praise God. Also, at any point, if you missed the broadcast or would like to rehear it, you may feel free to go to our website, www.unveilchrist.org. Click on the broadcast, and they're archived there for a number of years to hear for your listening convenience. Praise God. But in the moments that remain, I do invite you to write. The Holy Spirit may be prompting you. You may have listened for a little while, and you've never written before, or perhaps never written a media ministry. But if you feel that prompting, there's a reason, and I do encourage you to obey the Holy Spirit. God bless you. I love you. I pray for you every day, my radio family, my UCM partners. I love you so much. God bless you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Class A. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.